This message, Humble Thyself, by Brother William Marron Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 14, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo zithobe ngomfo wethu William Marron Branham wethulwa ngesonto ntambama Ntulikazi 14, 1963 eBranham Tabernacle eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
We have confidence that God is putting there by His Spirit.
Yes.
So without any further hesitation of me, I'm just going to turn the pulpit over to Him.
Shock.
Hey, I'd just like to make an announcement, man. Let him be studying here. Let me think of that something.
We mfo wethu kumele uvume ukuthi lokho akuvamanga. Ngizathanda ukwenza izimemezelo njalo. Akufundwe lapha. Mayelana ngami ngicabanga into enjalo.
I certainly enjoy being here every time.
Ngiyajabula ngeqiniso ukuba lapha isikhathi sonke.
Our journey is getting close to the end now of us staying with you.
Uhambo lwethu solufika duze lokuphela manje lokuba sihlale lani.
Because we got another meeting coming up right away in Chicago and I've got to have the family back in Arizona pretty soon.
Ngoba silomunye umhlangano ozayo masinyane eChicago. Njalo kumele ngibe lemuli ibuyele eArizona khona manje.
And they've never had their summer vacation yet and I'm supposed to take them for a little ride somewhere in a few days.
Njalo abakabi lekhefu labo lasehlobo. Futhi kumele ngibathathe ngichayele labo kwenye indawo ngensuku ezilutshwane.
And then I'll probably be away one day, one of the Sundays, and then the following week I'll begin in Chicago.
Njalo mhlawumbe ngizabe ngingekho olulodwa usuku, olunye lwamasonto. Njalo ke iviki elandelayo ngiqalisa eChicago.
Then I got to come right straight back on a Monday and take them to Arizona.
Ngakho ke kumele ngiphenduke masinyazane ngomvulo futhi ngibase Arizona.
And now I just hate to come in of a Sunday morning, take that time where everybody's refreshed.
Futhi kathesi ngiyazonda ukuza phakathi ngensonto ekuseni ngithathe leso sikhathi lapho umuntu wonke ephumulile.
Sunday night you're always tired and wore out on Sunday night and turn the Sunday night service over to our pastor. That's very kind of bad.
Ubusuku bangensonto liyabe lidiniwe futhi likhathele njengensonto ebusuku njalo ubu sunikeza inkonzo yangensonto ebusuku kumalusi wethu lokho kungathi kubi.
I hate to do that. And yet on Sunday night I would Sunday night they have a service Sunday night and I hold the people so late.
Kodwa ngiyazonda ukukwenza lokho. Njalo ngesonto ebusuku ngingenza ngesonto ebusuku ukuba lenkonzo ngesonto ebusuku futhi ngibamba abantu kuze kube ebusuku kakhulu.
Many of them coming here from way down in the south and way north.
Abaningi babo abeza lapha bavela phansi le eningizimu njalo khonale enyakatho.
And they have all sometimes to drive day and night just to get here for one service then go back.
Njalo ba kwezinye izikhathi bayachayela imini lobusuku ukuze bafike lapha ukuthola inkonzo eyodwa futhi babuyele.
And that's the reason I try to make it on Sunday morning when I come, gives them a chance to go back.
Futhi yiso isizathu ngizama ukwenza konke ngesonto ekuseni lapho ngibuya kuyabapha ithuba lokubuyela.
Loyal, faithful pilgrims.
Amen.
I appreciate them.
Abathembekileyo izihambi ezikholekileyo nganganani ukubabonga labo.
The drive through sleet, rain and everything else to get here across the country hundreds of miles just for one little service.
Bachayela phakathi kwesiqotho izulu njalo lakho konke ukufika lapha bedabula ilizwe amakhulu amamayila okwenkonzo eyodwa encinyane.
So it makes me feel grateful to God and to these people for their great support and what I'm trying to tell to the people to be the truth.
Ngakho kungenza ngizwe ngilokubonga kuNkulunkulu njalo lakula abantu ngolukhulu usekelo lwabo kulokho engizama ukutshela abantu ukuthi liqiniso.
Amen. I believe this is the truth.
Yes.
With all my heart.
Manje ngiyakholwa leli hilo iqiniso. Mina ngenhliziyo yami yonke.
If there was anything different that I thought was better, I'd certainly first go.
Aluba bekukhona okwahlukileyo ebengicabanga ukuba kungcono, ngeqiniso ngingahamba kuqala.
I won't ask anybody to go anywhere that I don't go first to find out what it's right enough.
Ngingeke ngacela muntu ukuya lapho engingeke ngaya khona kuqala ukubona ukuba kulungile kumbe hatshi.
I wouldn't ask any person to make a step in God that I hadn't already made and know that it's the truth.
Ngingeke ngacela loba ngubani ukuthatha inyathelo kuNkulunkulu ebengingalithathi njalo ngisazi ukuba liqiniso.
First it must be the word of the Lord. Then I'm a step and see if it's right.
Oko kuqala kumele kube yilizwi lenkosi njalo ke ngithathe inyathelo ngibone ukuba kulungile.
And then if it's right, then I say, come on up this way, see? Just making the way.
Njalo ke uba kulungile sengingathi wozani ngapha ngale indlela bona yikwenza indlela.
And now, I think any minister ought to do that, ought to first go himself. He's supposed to be a leader of people.
Njalo manje ngicabanga umtshumayeli loba nguphi, kumele enze njalo, kumele aqale ahambe yena ngokwakhe, ufanele ukuba ngumkhokheli, umkhokheli wabantu.
Not speak something that he would put his hand on himself.
Hachi ukukhuluma ulutho angeke abeke isandla sakhe phezukwalo yena.
We should go and be leaders of the people.
Kumele siye sibe ngabakhokheli babantu.
This morning, I had a very odd, peculiar experience here in the pulpit.
Lamuhla ekuseni ngibe lesehlakalo esimangalisayo esingajwayelekanga lapha ku pulpit.
And that was about the last part of the message. I wasn't aiming to say it that way.
Njalo kwaba ingxenye yokugcina yombiko. Bengingaqondanga ukukutsho ngaleyo ndlela bona.
But yes, it's already said and there's nothing I can do about it now.
Kodwa nginakanela ukuthi sokuvele kwakhulunywa njalo akusela lutho engingalwenza ngalo manje.
But then I got home, got studying about it.
Kodwa ke ngafika ekhaya ngaqala ukufunda ngakho.
I had a little family reunion today of just my brethren and them.
Njalo ngibe lokubuthaniswa kwemuli okuncane lamuhla okwa bafo wethu labanye.
Mama's gone and we used to meet at her house and now we're going up to the Lord.
Umama akasekho njalo sasijwayele ukuhlangana endlini yakhe manje kathesi siya phezulu kuDolores.
We had a nice time up there this afternoon talking. Katie was along, we sang some songs, played some hymns and things.
Sibe lesikhathi esihle khonale ngalimini sikhuluma njalo lo Thethi ube khona sihlabele izingoma sakhalisa amaculo lokunye.
Now I think maybe next Sunday morning, if the Lord is willing, if Brother Neville don't care, I'd like to have a healing service just dedicated only to healing. Yes.
Manje ngicabanga mhlawumbe ngesonto ezayo ekuseni uma inkosi ithanda uma umfowethu uNeville engelandaba manje ngingathanda ukuba lenkonzo yokusilisa imiselwe kuphela ukusiliswa.
And I think with the message this morning, the way the Lord seemed to lead me to bring it out ought to kind of encourage us a little, you see, to really believe.
Njalo ngicabanga lombiko lamuhla ekuseni indlela inkosi ekade ikhanya ingikhokhela ukuletha kumele sikhuthaze kancane uyabo ukukholwa sibili.
We play around and we take different things and talk about them.
Siyadlala njalo siyacabanga izinto ezichiyeneyo njalo sikhulume ngazo.
But then when it comes to showdown, that's something different.
Kodwa ke nxa kusiza ebunzimeni lokho kuyinto echiyeneyo.
As someone was telling, I believe it was my brother back there telling a little story today about a man, a minister, and his son of one of his congregation.
Njenge kulomunye okade engitshela ngikholwa ngumfo wethu emuva le wayengitshela indatshana encane lamuhla mayelana lendoda umthumayeli njalo la labanye omunye webandla lakhe.
He said he could walk along.
Wathi angahamba phezu kwesigodo.
He said, Pastor, sure, the Lord's with you.
Wathi malusi qiniso inkosi lawe.
He said, I can pack a log across my back when I go across.
Wathi ngingathwala isigodo emhlane wami nxa ngicapha.
Sure, the Lord's with you, and he went and done it.
Ngeqiniso inkosi ilawe njalo wahamba wakwenza.
He said, I can pack along wheel a wheelbarrow across the same time.
Wathi ngingathwala isigodo ngifuqe ibhala ngicaphe ngasikhatsinye.
Sure, Pastor, the Lord's with you, your faith can do anything.
Sibili malusi inkosi ilawe ukukholwa kwakho kungenza loba yini.
He said, I can put you in the wheelbarrow and pack along.
Wathi ngingakufaka ebhaleni ngithwale isigodo.
He said, wait a minute.
Wathi manje akume kancinyane bona.
When you're included in yourself.
Kuchiyene lapho ufakwe phakathi lawe uyabona.
Now that is mighty good for us to say here. Amen.
Manje lokho kuhle kakhulu ukuba sithi lapha amen.
It's mighty good for us to say I believe that's true.
Kuhle sibili thina ukuba sithi ngiyakholwa lokho liqiniso.
But then put it in action.
That's right.
Kodwa ke akungene ekwenzeni kumele ukungenise ekwenzeni.
As I brought that statement this morning, the people is laying in the shadow of Peter. They never even asked for prayer.
Njengoba ngilethe leyo nkulumo lamhla ekuseni, abantu babelala ethunzini lika Petro ngabazange bacele lomthandazo.
I went into many homes watching you.
Sengangena ezindlini ezinenge ngikhangele lokho.
Pray before going. Just go in there with an awning and don't even pray for people walk out their heels.
Ngiyathandaza ngingakahambi njalo ngihambe lapho ngicotshiwe njalo ngingakakhuleki abantu ngiphume njalo basilisiwe.
Amen. Amen.
I've seen it done so many times.
Bona kunjalo ngibone kusenziwa izikhathi ezinenge bona.
You've got to have somewhere to place your faith.
Kumele ube lendawo yokubeka ukukholwa kwakho.
Yeah, you got to believe.
Kumele ukukholwe.
And I believe that the hour is approaching and now is.
Njalo ngiyakholwa ukuthi ihola liyasondela njalo kathesi yilo.
I realize that this is not a tape service. They might make a little one for themselves, but this is not a tape that goes out across the country.
Njalo ngiyananzelela ukuthi le akusiyo inkonzo ye tape. Bangazenzela eyabo encinyane kodwa le kayisiyo tape ehamba ilizwe lonke.
This what I was speaking of this morning has brought us right up to the climax, and that's the reason I'm going to take next Sunday for a healing service.
Ilokho ebengikhuluma ngakho lamuhla ekuseni sokusilethe esiqoqeleni njalo yiso isizathu lapho ngizathatha insonto elandelayo kube yinkonzo yokuphilisa.
Because since I've been home, I've told you about the visions and what happened and everything and brought up why I've done all these things.
Ngoba selokho ngibe ngekhaya ngilitshele ngembono njalo lalokho okwenzakeleyo lakho konke njalo ngakuletha kungani ngenze zonke lezi zinto.
And then this morning bring it right up now to that last pool.
Njalo lamuhla ekuseni ngikuletha kuze kufike kulokho kudonsa kokugcina.
Now it's my time for consecration to God. God's time to speak to me.
Manje isikhathi sami sokuzahlukanisela kuNkulunkulu. Isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu sokukhuluma lami.
Yeah, I must just have a little change in my own life.
Bona ngimele ngibe lenguquko encane empilweni yami.
Not as I think that I'm wicked, but I want to feel a little more closer to people. See?
Hachi sengathi ngicabanga ukuba ngimubi. Kodwa ngifuna ukuzwa ngiseduze kancinyane labantu bona.
The people that I have tried to tell this gospel truth to and they turned their back and walked away and laughed at it.
Abantu engizame ukubatshela leli qiniso levangeli. Njalo baliflathele lona futhi bazihambele njalo belihleka.
Now, to me, that seems like it's an insult.
Manje kimi lokho kukhangeleka kunje ngokuthukwa.
I don't care to me, but to the things that I've been saying is the truth trying to help us.
Angilandaba kimi kodwa kulezi zinto ebengizikhuluma kuliqiniso ngizama ukubanceda.
Like shoving out a boat and say, here, here, just cross over.
Njengokufuqela isikebhe njalo ubusithi lapha nanku lapha capha.
Here, get out of that swelling stream, you're going to die. You're going to perish there.
Lapha phuma phakathi kwalesi sifudlana esihubayo uzakufa wena uzakufela lapho.
And they just laugh at you and walk away.
Bese bekuhleka njalo bazihambele.
Well, to me it feels like if they walk away, there's nothing more I can do about it, see, that I can do.
Kulungile kimi, ngizwa ingathi nxa bezihambela, akusela lutho engingalwenza ngakho, bona engingalwenza.
But I want to run down the bank now and persuade them to come on back.
Kodwa ngifuna ukugijima okhunjwini kathesi, ngibancenge, phendukani.
Yeah, I've got to have that feeling because I know there's somebody out there that hasn't come in yet.
Bona, kumele ngibe lalowo muzwa, bona ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi kukhona omunye phandle le olokho engakangeni la kathesi.
I'm going to fish till the last fish is caught. I don't want to do that.
Njalo ngizagola kuze yena wathi inhlanzi yokucina izibanjwe. Ngifuna ukwenza khona lokho.
Now, and now, in order to do this, I'm expecting something to happen in a prayer meeting.
Manje njalo kathesi ukuze ngikwenze lokho, ngikhangelele enye into ukuthi yenzakale emhlanganweni womthandazo.
Something, and many of you remember the vision of the last pool, that third pool, rather.
Enye into, njalo abanengi benu ndiyakhumbula umbono wokudonsa kokugcina, kumbe lokho kudonsa kwesithathu.
You remember, there was something happened just before that.
Liyakhumbula kulento eyenzakalayo ngaphambi kwalokho.
I've seen that light come and go down into that place and said, I'll meet you there.
Ngabona lokho kukhanya kungena kusiya leyo ndawo. Njalo kwathi, ngiza kuhlangana lawe lapho.
I'm looking for something to happen.
Manje ngikhangelele enye into ukuba yenzakale.
Years ago it used to be that the services and that discernment would make me so weak I'd stagger.
Lapha iminyaka edlulileyo kwakusithi izinkonzo lalokho kudalula kwakungenza ngiphele amandla ngidayizele.
Many of you remember that.
Abanengi benu liyakhumbula lokho.
Just get to a spot that's standing. I had Jack Moore on one arm and Brother Brown on the other and walked me up down the street for an hour after service.
Ngifike esigabeni sokuba ngangisima ngibe lo Jack Moore kwenye ingalo, lo mfowethu uBrown kwenye, njalo bangiqube ukwehla futhi lokuqansa esitaladini okwehola ngemva kwenkonzo.
Now I just had to try to think of where I was at and what was taking place.
Njalo ngangi kwenzakale. Ngangizama ukucabanga ukuthi ngapi kanje ngingapi njalo kwenzakalana.
All night lay there and think of it and sob and everything else and wonder why they didn't accept our Lord Jesus.
Njalo ke bonke ubusuku ngilale lapho njalo ngikucabange njalo ngikhale futhi lakho konke futhi ngimangale ukuba kungani bengayemukelanga inkosi yethu Jesu.
Then he told me the vision, one time you'll meet a lady that will come to you wearing a brown suit and she'll be packing a little baby and a blanket. And from that time on, you'll have strength to endure stronger.
Ngakho ke wangitshela umbono ngesinye isikhathi uza kuhlangana lowesifazana ozakuza kuwe egqoke isudu ensundu njalo uzabe thwele usane ngengubo futhi kusukela kuleso sikhathi kusiya uzakuba lamandla okuma uqinile.
Well, I told you all that in Chicago it happened.
Yebo ke ngalitshela konke lokho. EChicago kwenzakala.
That night when a little Presbyterian lady went, her own pastor sent her down out with a baby.
Lobo busuku lapho owesifazane omncane umpresbyteri lapho umfundisi wakhe wamthumela lapho losane.
I believe it was his brother, or one of them was a doctor.
Njalo ngiyakholwa kwakungumfo wakhe kumbe omunye wabo owayengu ngudokotela.
He said there's not a hope for the baby unless Almighty God touches it.
Yena wathi akula themba ngosane ngaphandle usomandla uNkulunkulu amthinte.
She went told her pastor.
Yena wahamba watshela umfundisi wakhe.
Her pastor said, I am not qualified, he said, to act upon this divine healing because I don't have it within me, the faith that it takes to do it.
Umfundisi wakhe wathi angifanelanga watsho ukwenza ulutho ngalokho ukusilisa kukaNkulunkulu ngoba angivele ngilalo kimi ukholo oludingakalayo ukukwenza. Manje lokho yikuqiniseka ngakho bona. Wathi angilakho kimi.
He said, but I was at one of Brother Branham's meetings, and I advise you to take the baby to Brother Branham.
Wathi kodwa ngangomunye wemihlangano yomfo wethu uBranham futhi ngiyakucebisa ukuthi ukuhambise usane kumfo wethu uBranham.
And the doctor gave it up and it was going to die.
Njalo udokotela waseludelile njalo lwaseluza kufa.
And the little lady walked in there where I was having some sort of a service for them little Catholic children that got burned up in that school up there, you know, remember when it was.
Futhi owesifazane omncane wangena lapho engangisenza khona inkonzo yabantwana abancane besikatolika ababechile esikolo esiphezulu le angithi liyazi liyakhumbula ukuthi kwakunini.
Then that service and coming right down the platform comes that little lady with the brown suit on.
Sasilaleyo nkonzo futhi kusehla kuplatform kweza lo owesifazane omncinyane egqoke isudu ensundu.
My wife and him were sitting there, and I said, turn and look all around and see if they stand there.
Umkami labanye babehlezi lapho, futhi ngathi ngachibilika ngakhangela ndawo zonke, ukubona ukuba bebemi lapho.
And happened to be that just before come up, I beat Billy Paul and them have been talking to her wife or some of them. She's a lady with the little baby.
Njalo kwenzakala ukuba lapho ngingakafiki, ngiyakholwa uBilly Paul kanye labanye babekhuluma kumbe unkosikazi kumbe omunye wabo kulelo nina elincinyane elali losane.
And the lady walked up to the platform, the Holy Spirit revealed the whole thing and healed the baby there.
Futhi owesifazana weza kuplatform. Njalo umoya oyingcwele wembula into yonke wasilisa usane khonapho. Ngasuka ngahamba futhi kusukela khonapho kangisadinwa bona akusangi khathazi njalo ke ngiyaquba.
Now I'm looking for something to happen to start that third pull in the mark.
Manje ngikhangelele enye into ukuthi yenzakale futhi kuqale lokho kudonsa kwesithathu okusendimeni emisweyo bona.
Maybe the next Sunday morning healing service, maybe it produced that, I don't know.
Futhi mhlawumbe inkonzo yokusilisa eyangensonto ekuseni elandelayo mhlawumbe ingakuveza lokho kangikwazi.
Amen. I think for us to do would be tell your people, get the sick people.
Ngiyacabanga thina esingakwenza ikutshela abantu benu. Lethani abantu abagulayo.
Now for a healing service, we got to consecrate on sick people.
Manje ngenkonzo yokusilisa, kumele sizehlukanisele ebantwini abagulayo.
Get your sick people, get them here early next Sunday morning, say by 8 or 8:30, and We'll give them a prayer card as they come in the door, however they do it.
Letani abantu benu abagulayo njalo libalethe lapha kusa selesikhathi ngesonto elandelayo ekuseni. Sithi ngehola lesifica minembili kumbe isifica minembili lengxenye futhi sizabavumela ukuthi babaphe ikhadi lomthandazo lapho bengena emnyango loba ngiyiphi indlela abangayenza ngayo.
And then we'll have a prayer line and pray for the sick and just see what the Holy Spirit will do.
Futhi ke sizakuba lodwendwe lomthandazo njalo sithandazele abagulayo futhi sibone ukuthi umoya ongcwele uzakwenzani. Ngiyakholwa uzakwenza izimanga uba singakholwa kuye bona. Kodwa kumele sikholwe yena kulokho manje ngayo yonke inhliziyo yethu.
Think that the great hour has arrived, that when God, in so much as we speak in this morning, has showed us so much and brought us to a certain, just up to a spot.
Futhi ngiyacabanga ukuthi isikhathi esikhulu sesifikile lapho uNkulunkulu njengokuba besikhuluma ekuseni usesitshengise okunenge wasiletha kwenye endaweni ethile.
Just to push over that little hill, that's all you need, and then away it goes.
Ukuphoma kufuqela phezulu koqaqalo liyana oluncinyane njalo yikho kuphela okudingayo kube sekusenzakala bona.
Going just like it was the same thing with the discernment, same thing by the prophetic to watch.
Ukuqhubeka njengoba kwakunjalo into efanayo njengokudalula kufani njalo lesiprofeto ukukukhangela.
I stand in Calgary, I beg your pardon. It was the Queen's City down in Regina.
Ngangimi eCalgary. Uxolo. Kwakulidolobha elibukekayo phansi le Regina Regina.
And Ernie Baxter was standing there, a bunch of us.
Futhi uErnie Baxter wayemi khona lapho futhi kulexuku lethu.
And the Lord told me right there on the platform that will come to pass, you'll know the very secret of their heart. And that's right.
Njalo inkosi yayingitshelile khona lapha kuplatform. Kuzakwenzakala, uzakwazi imfihlo yenhliziyo zabo. Futhi kunjalo.
And I never thought of that in that manner.
Njalo kangizange ngicabange lokho ngaleyo ndlela.
I walked up the platform that night with her and started praying for the sick.
Ngafika kuplatformu ngalobo busuku ngilo eni ngaqala ukuthandazela abagulayo.
And here come a man along his laid out his entire life.
Futhi nanso indoda isiza wasebeka impilo yakhe yonke egcekeni.
First time it ever happened, just like that, in a moment, in a healing service.
Okokuqala kusenzakala ngaleyo ndlela ngesikhatshana enkonzweni yokusilisa.
And then I looked out over the audience and here it began to come down over the audience.
Futhi ngakhangela phezulu kombuthano nanko kwaqala ukwehla phezulu kombuthano kanye lokunye.
Oh, when we reach the other side.
Oh, singafika phetsheya.
The half has never yet been told of the things to watch out and see things in people's lives.
Ingxenye kayikaze ikhulunywe ngezinto zokukhangelela njalo lokubona izinto empilweni zabantu.
I don't say nothing about it, just let it alone. See, unless I'm really compelled to say something.
Ngangikhulumi lutho ngakho. Ngiyakwekela kunjalo. Bona ngaphandle ngibanjwe ngamandla ukuba ngikhulume.
And I'll look for this next to start like that.
Futhi kathesi ngikhangele lokho okulandelayo ukuthi kuqalise njalo.
God in his own way, his own sovereign time to begin.
Bona. UNkulunkulu ngeyakhe indlela ngesikhathi sakhe athanda ngaso ukukuqala.
And it'll be another thing that'll be a way beyond any of these other two.
Amen.
Futhi kuza kuba ngenye into ezakwedlula lezi ezimbili bona.
And I'm looking for that to happen.
Futhi ngukhangelele lokho ukuthi kwenzakale.
And maybe I thought if I had a little healing service maybe next Sunday.
Futhi mhlawumbe bengicabanga aluba ngingaba lenkonzo encane yokusilisa mhlawumbe insonto elandelayo.
And the following Sunday, I'll probably be away with the kids and them because they got to go back and go to school.
Futhi ke insonto elandelayo ngingabe ngingekho kanye labantwana labo ngoba kumele babuyele njalo esikolo.
And then the next Sunday, of course, I'm up in Chicago at the meeting up there.
Futhi ke insonto elandelayo mina yebo ngiyabe ngise Chicago emhlanganweni khonale.
And then come back the following Monday to leave on Tuesday for Arizona for the kids to get back to school.
Futhi ke ngiphenduke ngomvulo olandelayo ngisukume ngolwesibili ngisiya eArizona ukuze abantwana babuyele esikolo.
Well, what you find, Pastor?
Kuhle, utholeni mfundisi.
Well, I've discovered something very strange.
Good, that's very fine. Now, we want to hear about it.
Kulungile, lokho kuhle kakhulu. Manje sesifuna ukuzwa ngakho.
So, now the Lord bless you all real, real good, and I hope to see you here next Sunday, and Wednesday night.
Ngakho, kathesi, inkosi ilibusise lonke, kakhulu, kakhulu sibili. Njalo ngithemba ukulibona lapha ngesonto elandelayo, futhi ngobusuku bango lwesithathu.
And listen, don't forget, these little churches like Brother Ruddle, Brother Jackson, Brother Parnell, and all those little brethren who are struggling hard.
Amen.
Futhi lalelani. Lingakhohlwa lawa mabandla amancinyane. Njengo mfowethu Radel, mfowethu Jackson, mfowethu Parnell, njalo labazalwane bonke abancinyane abathwele nzima phandle le bona.
And they feel like that we are their sister church, you see.
Futhi bezwa ingathi silibandla elingudade wabo lapha uyabona.
We're kind of like a little mother group to them.
Sinje ngeqembu elincane elingumama kibo.
That's where they were born out of here, pastors and so forth.
Yikho lapha abazalelwa khona besukela lapha abafundisi futhi labanye.
This little fellow back here, brother, I met him the other night over there, Alan, little brother Alan.
Futhi lumuntu omncinyane emva lapha umfowethu ngahlangana laye ngobunye ubusuku khonale uAlan umfowethu Alan omncinyane.
I hope brother Collins here will get on with brother Alan if he doesn't know him.
Ngiyathemba umfundisi uCollins lapha uza kuba lo mfowethu Alan nxa engamazi.
They're both Methodist ministers and it's seen truth of word.
Bonke ngabafundisi abe Methodists. Njalo sebebonile iqiniso lezwi.
Which the organization of the Methodist Church, which is a fine bunch of people in that Methodist Church.
Oku yinhlanganiso yebandla le Methodist. Oku liqembu elihle labantu phakathi kwebandla. Leli lama Methodists.
You never think they're not, they are.
Ungaze wacabanga ukuthi abanjalo, banjalo.
There's a fine bunch of people in that Catholic Church.
Kulexuku elihle labantu phakathi kwebandla lelo lamakatolika. Balixuku elihle ebandleni ele Presbyterian futhi la kuzo zonke lezo ndawo. Ngamadoda labafazi abalindele ukubona lokho kukhanya kuphazima endleleni yabo. Lina qubekani libayima ukukhanya ngokuzithoba ngomoya omuhle.
Let's all grow closer to God by humbling ourselves.
Yes, help us.
Gasikhuleni sonke ngokusondela kuNkulunkulu ngokuzithoba bona.
Don't forget, this tabernacle will lose its strength.
Lingakhohlwa, leli tabernakele liyakulahlekelwa ngamandla alo.
Remember that this is the target where Satan's got every gun in hell trained on.
Kumbula ukuthi le indawo ejongiweyo lapho uSathane akhombele yonke imbobho esegehena kula.
He'll cause one person to do something that's contrary to what the other thinks.
Uzabangela umuntu oyedwa ukuba enze into ephambeneyo lakho okukhunjulwa ngomunye.
He's doing that. He's up to it. That's his business.
Uyakwenza lokho. Uzimisele kukho. Lo ngomsebenzi wakhe.
If he can get somebody to say something, somebody to talk about another.
Uba engenza omunye akhulume ulutho, omunye akhulume ngomunye.
Say, well, listen, did you know so-and-so did?
At, gosh, lalela, ubukwazi ukuthi uzibanibani lo zibanibani benzen.
Don't you listen to it. Don't you listen to it at all. That's the devil. See, it's Satan. Don't you believe it.
Ungaze wakulalela. Ungaze wakulalela lakanye. NguSatan lo. Bona, nguSathane. Ungakukholwa lokho.
If there's anything that somebody's done wrong, pray for them.
Nga kukhona enye into enzwe ngomunye engalunganga. Bakhulekele.
Don't pray in a selfish way. Say, I'm supposed to do that. I don't got to pray that.
Futhi ungakhuleki ngendlela yokuzifunela okwakho. Usithi, ngiyazi ngumlandu wami. Kumele ngikhulekele lowo mzalwane.
You take it to your heart, really down for that sister.
Kufake enhlizweni yakho. Phansi sibili ngalo dade.
And just talk and be real sweet, and the first thing you know, you find him right back in the service again.
Futhi khuluma njalo, ube lenhliziyo enhle. Futhi into yokuqala, uyazi, uyakubathola sebebuyele enkonzweni njalo bona.
Because after all, we're headed towards the setting of the sun.
Ngoba, ngemva kwakho konke, siya ekutshoneni kwelanga.
The Lord Jesus will be coming one of these days.
Inkosi uJesu iyeza ngolunye lwalezi nsuku.
And you know, I think it'll be so sudden, so sweet, so there'll be 100% of the whole world will never know when that rapture takes place.
Futhi uyazi ngicabanga ukuthi kuyakuba ngokuphangisa futhi ngokuhlabusayo. Njalo kuza kuba lekhulu elilodwa phaka okugodwa kwekhulu kokugodwa kwekhulu komhlaba wonke ngabasoze babekwazi nxa ukuhlwithwa kusenzakala.
It'll just go so quietly that nobody will know nothing about it.
Kuza hamba kuthule okokuthi akula muntu ozakwazi ulutho ngakho bona.
And there'll be, of course, the little groups will say, well now, so and so.
Futhi kuza kuba yebo amaxuku amancinyane aza kuthi kahle kathesi uzibani futhi lo zibani.
All they say is fanatic bunch over there, that a group left from over there, and that's not so. They just gone out somewhere. We've had that fanaticism, see?
Oh, bathi kule xuku labadlulisa amalawulo ngale. Kuthiwa ixuku lisukile ngale njalo ba akunjalo bahambile kwenye indawo sesibe saba lakho ukudlulisa amalawulo lokho bona.
While they stay in that little tabernacle in a place called Jeffersonville, there are so many of them members that's missing.
Kulungile. Bathi tabernacle elincinyane leliyana endaweni okuthiwa eJeffersonville. Kulamalunga abo amanenge angabonakaliyo.
See, they just play that up.
Bona, bayaweyisa lokho.
They say, oh, there's nothing to that. See, like that, it'll be past and they won't know it.
Baza kuthi, oh, akusilutho lokho. Uyabona. Njengalokho futhi kuyabe sekudlulile njalo abasoze bekwazi.
Across the nation will come. Those who are dead in Christ will rise first.
Ilizwe lonke kuyakuza labo abafele kuKristu bayakuvuka kuqala.
The rapture will take place, the church will be taken home.
Ukuhlithwa kuyakwenzakala, ibandla lihanjiswe ekhaya.
And then the tribulation will set in, and oh my, we don't want to be here during that time.
Jalo ukuhlupheka kuyakuqala futhi oh mina asifuni ukuba lapha ngaleso sikhathi.
I don't want to be here in the tribulation.
Angifuni ukuba lapha ekhluphekeni.
No, God forbid that any of us would ever be here during that time.
Hach, uNkulunkulu kangakuvumeli loba ngumuphi kithi ukuba lapha ngaleso sikhathi.
Because he that's filthy is filthy still. He that's holy is holy still. He that's righteous is righteous still.
Ngokuba ongcolileyo ungcolile. Lo ongcwele ungcwele. Lo olungileyo ulungile.
There's no, the Lamb has come forth with his book of redemption, and the bride has been taken out. Those who turned it down has to go through a tribulation period, both Jew and Gentile.
Akula. Iwundlu la selibuyile lebhuku lokuhlenga futhi lomlobokazi usesusiwe. Labo abaphikayo kumele badlule esikhathini sokuhlupheka bonke abajuda labezizwe.
What a time of tribulation. I don't want that.
Isikhathi esinjani sokuhlupheka angikufuni lokho.
Lord, sanctify me now.
Nkosi, ngihlambulule manje.
That's good Nazarene doctrine, isn't it?
Amen.
Leyo imfundiso enhle yamaNazari ayisiyo na.
And it's truth too.
Yeah,
truth. Right.
Amen.
Njalo kuliqiniso. Futhi kuliqiniso kunjalo.
Fill me now with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Ngigcwalise manje ngomoya wakho ongcwele, Nkosi.
Take all the world out of me now, Lord. Don't go to heaven.
Susa umhlaba wonke kimi kathesi, Nkosi. Ungavumeli ukuba sibe.
As the old colored brother said, sir, I got my ticket in my hand. It's already punched. And when I come down the river that morning, I don't want no trouble.
Njengomzalwa nomdala onsundu wathi, mnumzane, ngile tikiti lami esandleni sami, selibhoboziwe kudala. Nxa ngisehla ngisiza emfuleni, ngalokho kusa, angifuni hlupho.
So that's about right. I don't want no trouble.
Ngakho, kunjalo. Angifuni uhlupho.
Hold your ticket in your hand, because we're going over.
Amen.
Bamba itikiti lakho esandleni sakho, ngoba sesiyacapha.
Just think of it. The great time of redemption is ahead.
Amen.
Kucabange lokho. Isikhathi esikhulu sokuhlengwa sesisondele.
And now another thing.
Njalo kathesi enye into.
Brother, what's his name up here at Utica?
Umfo wethu kuthiwa ngubani ibizo lakhe phezulu lapha eUtica.
I think Brother Graham and another brother there is pastoring there, Brother Shankster, something like that,
Brother
Shankster.
Ngicabanga umfo wethu Graham njalo lomunye umzalwane lapha owalusayo khonale, umfo wethu Shanks kumbe okunjengalokho kumbe Sink. Umfo wethu Snelling ngumfundisi impela.
Brother Snelling's a pastor up at Utica now.
Umfowethu Snelling ungumfundisi phezulu le eUtica manje.
I think their prayer meeting is on Thursday night.
Ngikhumbula umhlangano wabo womthandazo ngolwesine ebusuku.
You know, it would be real nice if we would trip up there on Thursday night and show those fellows a little fellowship, see?
Manje liyazi kungaba kuhle aluba sasingavela nje khonale ngolwesine ebusuku njalo sitshengise laba bantu ubudlelwano obuncinyane bona.
And then when Brother Jackson, the times that he has this, if we just get a little group of us together and go.
Futhi ke lapho umfowethu Jackson izikhathi lapho esiba leyakhe nxa singaletha ixuku lethu elincinyane ndawonye sihambe.
Just keep praying, keep digging. Just don't stop.
Liqubeke lithandaza. Liqubeke ligebha. Yebo lingami.
Just like when Elijah told him, said, dig ditches out there.
Njengalapho Elijah wabatshela. What? Gebhani imigelo laphaya.
When you get down, you hit an old tin can, say, I'm too tired. Throw it out of the way, keep digging.
Nxa ungafika phansi, ungatshaya igabha elidala. Uthi, ngidiniwe kakhulu. Lilahlele phandle, uqubeke ugebha. Bona.
Let's keep digging because we got to dig. We just got to dig. That's all.
Kubeka ugebhe. Ngoba kumele sigebhe. Kumele sigebhe yikho kuphela.
If you expect to miss the tribulation, you better start digging.
Ngoba nxa ukhangelele ukungangena ekuhluphekeni, ingcono uqalise ugebhe.
Now, for myself, I'm preaching to myself there.
Njalo manje ngokwami. Yes, chumayeza lapha.
I'm going to start digging deeper than I ever do.
Ngiza qalisa ukugebha okuchonayo okwedlula engake ngakugebha.
Because I feel like that in the nation and around the world that this ministry will again, as it's known now by everywhere over the world, I must go again.
Ngokuba ngizwa njalo elizweni njalo lasemhlabeni wonke. Ukuthi lenkonzo futhi iza njengoba isazakala kathesi endaweni zonke emhlabeni ngimele ngihambe futhi. Umkami wathi kimi ngokunye ukusa ngathi ngifuna ukuhamba lami nxa ngisuka. Ngizasuka ngozibandlela inkosi ithanda. Ngifuna ukubhoda umhlaba wonke jikelele ngiubhode.
Amen. Come back and maybe have services in the United States sometime next summer.
Ngiphenduke njalo mhlawumbe ngibe lezinkonzo eMelika ngesinye isikhathi ihlobo elilandelayo.
And she said, I'm too old to go.
Futhi yena wathi sengiluphele kakhulu ukuthi ngihambe.
Well, I said, I went when I, about my last trip overseas was about 8 years ago, and I feel like I'm in better shape now than I was 8 years ago.
Amen.
I know more about it now.
Kulungile, ngatsho. Ngahamba lapho, ngohambo lwami, lokugcina phesheya kolwandle. Okungaba yiminyaka ephose iba yisificamo nombili edluleyo. Futhi ngizwa ngisesimeni esingcono kathesi okwedlula engangiyikho iminyaka eyisificamo nombili edluleyo. Uyazi, bona, ngiyazi okunenge ngakho kathesi.
Then we got on the subject if the Lord said, I'm going to lot you 25 years.
Njalo ke sangena esifundweni. Aluba inkosi yathi ngiza kwehlukanisela iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
You're not going to get people, you'll be able to go, and I'm going to lot you 25 years on earth.
Awusoze uphela amandla. Uza kwenelisa ukuhamba. Futhi ngiza kwabela iminyaka engamachumi amabili lahlanu emhlabeni.
Would you take from birth to 25 or from 25 to 50, 50 to 75 or 75 to 100?
Ungathatha kusukela ekuzalweni kusiya kumachumi amabili lanhlanu. Kumbe kusukela kumachumi amabili lanhlanu kusiya kumachumi amahlanu. Amachumi amahlanu kusiya kumachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu. Kumbe amachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kusiya ekhulwini.
Any man is lot at any time on earth will certainly do a most rational thing if he don't spend that time in service of God.
Manje umuntu wonke owabelwe loba yisiphi isikhathi emhlabeni ngeqiniso uyabe ehluleke ukucabanga nxa engehluleka ukusebenzisa leso sikhathi ekukhonzeni uNkulunkulu.
I don't care what he does.
Angilandaba ukuba wenzani.
Amen. If you're going to be a heartbreak for the women or so forth, you better take that young age at first 25.
Manje nxa ufuna ukuba ngowaphula izinhliziyo kwabesifazana lokunjalo kungcono uthathe lobo butsha amachumi amabili lanhlanu okuqala bona.
If you're going to be a carpenter, a mechanic or something, you better take the second 25.
Nga ufuna ukuba ngumbazi umakanika kumbe enye into kungcono uthathe amachumi amabili lanhlanu esibili bona.
But I'm thinking about what about me? What would I take?
Njalo ngangicabanga ngokuthi pho mina ke ngingathatha ngapi?
I take from 75 to 100.
Ngingathatha kusukela kumachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu kusiya ekhulwini.
I'd be smarter, wiser. I'm more settled. I know more about what I'm doing.
Ngiyabe ngikhaliphile, ngihlakaniphile, ngiyabe ngihlalisekile, ngingaba kwazi kakhulu lokho engikwenzayo ngokuyengezelelweyo.
I'm 8 or 10 years older than the last time I was overseas.
Ngile minyaka elichumi, eyisificaminwembili kumbe elichumi, ngobudala kusukela isikhathi sokucina lapho ngiphetsheya kolwandle. Ngangisoze ngeqele phakathi ngathi ngibulala inyoka. Ngiyabe sengikwazi okunenge ngakho. Bona, ngiyakwazi ukuthi njani. Kunjengenja kakhuni, isilo lokhuni, bona. Uyakwazi ukuthi umbamba njani.
Don't jump in there and scratch you up.
Gawekeli phakathi. Uyakudlepha.
Know his tricks and watch him what he does.
Bona, yazi amaqinga akhe njalo ukhangela akwenzayo.
And we learn more about the enemy.
Futhi siyafunda kakhulu ngesitha.
So we've got to find out all these techniques and how he approaches and what he does. Learn his punches. Then you're trained to go in on him, you see.
Ngakho, kumele sidingisise amaceba akhe. Lokuthi uza njani njalo lalokho akwenzayo futhi ufunde inqindi zakhe ngakho uyabe usufundisiwe ukuthi umqala kanjani bona.
So I'll be now, I told the wife I'll be now in better shape now than I was when I was 40 years old.
Ngakho ngiyakholwa manje ngatshela umkami ngiyakholwa ngisesimeni esingcono ukwedlula engangiyiso lapho ngile minyaka engamachumi amane.
Hey, 54.
Futhi ngize ngiye bona njalo sengi lamachumi amahlanu lane.
Now I believe if I live and can still get around as good as I can now, when I'm 100, if Jesus would carry that law, I'd be in better shape then than I am now.
Njalo, ngiyakholwa. Nga ngingaphila njalo ngenelise ukuhamba-hamba njengoba ngisenza kathesi. Nga sengilekhulu, nga uJesu engahlala leso sikhathi engakafiki, ngingaba ngisesimeni esingcono ngaleso sikhathi ukwedlula manje ukuhamba bona.
Because you know more about it. You know more about what to do and how to handle it. How to handle the situation. Amen.
Ngokuba, uyazi okunenge ngakho. Uyazi okunenge okumele ukwenze, lokuthi ukuphathe njani, ukuthi umumo uphathe njani.
Take a lot of people now if you're going to get operated on.
Thatha abantu abanenga tests, nga bezayo kuhlinzwa.
They say a new doctor just graduated the other day, just come out of medical school. He's never had an operation yet. Let him do it.
Bathi udokotela omutsha usanda kuphunyiswa esikolo, usanda kuphuma esikolo sezokwelapha, kakazi ahlinze kuze kube kathesi. Myekele na kwenze.
Oh no, you say nothing to do. Not that guy. No sir. Yet, no one indeed.
Oh, qabo, ungacho. Akulanto enjalo. Hatshi leyo ndoda. Qabo, mnumzane. Loba hatshi. Ngicho sibili. Angifuni angifake inqamo. Hayi ke kungaba ngcono ngehle. Le ngiyothatha uzibando zibani. Ngizukuthiwa siwahlinza abanenge. Uyakwazi ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Yikho lokho bona. Yiwo lowo umcabango.
You think about this, but what about that soul?
Ucabanga ngalokho kodwa lo mphefumulo ke.
I want somebody who knows where they're at. Amen. Knows the road he's traveling. Yes indeed.
Ngifuna umuntu okwaziyo lapho akhona njalo eyazi indlela ese ke wayihamba yebo impela.
God bless you. All right, Brother Neville. Get up here now. God bless Brother Neville. Don't forget now. Next time.
Inkosi libusise. Kulungile. Mfowethu Neville. Kwela lapha manje. Njalo uNkulunkulu alibusise umfo wethu Neville. Lingakhohlwa manje isonto elandelayo.
So much was said, I couldn't say nothing to make it any better.
Kunenge okukhulunyweyo ngaze ngaswela okukutsho ukukwenza kube ngcono.
And I truly believe that it was the Lord that worked this out for Brother Vail to bring this man.
Amen.
After this morning.
Futhi ngeqiniso ngiyakholwa ukuthi bekuyinkosi ekwenzileyo ukuba umfowethu uVail alethe umlayezo ngemva kwekuseni yalamuhla. Uyabona, kumele kusebenze ngaleyo ndlela. Siya kwamukela lokho okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
Yeah, well, there's so many things he was saying. I have 20 sermons go down there off of what he said.
Kuyini? Kulezo zinto ezininga akade ezikhuluma. Ngilentshumayelo ezingamachuma amabili ezibhalwe phansi lapha kusukela kulokho akokhulumileyo.
I was thinking here of one little illustration to back up what he said.
Bengicabanga lapha ngomzekeliso omncinyane ukusukela kulokho akokhulumileyo.
Now we look at this watch to find out what time it is.
Manje sikhangela inkombalanga leyi ukubana sibe kwazi isikhathi.
Unless there's every instrument in that watch is coordinating one with the other, we'll never know the correct time. Amen. Is that right?
Ngaphandle kokuba zonke insimbi kunkombalanga leyo zisebenzelana ndawonye, singeke sabasazi isikhathi esiqondileyo kunjalo na?
And that takes all of us. All together, if we want to see the third pull really do something.
Amen.
Futhi lokho kuthatha thina sonke. Sonke sindawonye. Nga sifuna ukubona ukudonsa kwesithathu kusenze lulutho uNkulunkulu.
Coordination with everyone else together to humble ourselves before God and confess our wrongs and pray and believe God for these things.
Kusebenzelana ndawonye lamunye wethu. Ukuzithoba phambi kaNkulunkulu lokuvuma izimpambeko zethu njalo sikhuleke futhi sikholwe uNkulunkulu ngalezi zinto.
I truly believe that what Brother Vail said is the truth, that God will never put His Spirit in a holy, unrighteous, disobedient temple.
Ngeqiniso ngiyakholwa lokho umfowethu Vail akukhulumileyo ukuthi kuliqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu angeke wafaka umoya wakhe ethempelini elingangcwele elingalunganga lelingala leliyo.
It's got to come in the way of the cleansing of our hearts from all guile and iniquity, that we might be pure before God, that He might work His pure Holy Spirit through us.
Hachi, kumele kuze ngendlela yokuhlanzwa kwenhliziyo zethu kuyo yonke inkohliso futhi lobubi ukuba sibe msulwa phambi kukaNkulunkulu ukuze asebenze umoya wakhe ongcwele lohlambulukileyo ngathi ukugcwalisa lezi zinto.
I think that when you go home tonight, if you read that little book of Jude, you just learn a whole lot now of what Brother Vail has said.
Ngicabanga ukuthi nxa lisiya ngekhaya kusihlwa, nxa lingabala lelo bhuku elincinyane likaJuda, liza kufunda okunenge kwalokho umfowethu uVail akukhulumileyo.
He said, I earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Njalo uthe, ngiyakhuthazela ukulwela ukukholwa okwake kwaphiwa abangcwele.
They got away from it.
Basuka kukho.
How a man of corrupt mind and so forth had come in and beguile him away from the real things of God.
Ukuthi amadoda alengqondo ezonakeleyo futhi lokunjalo bangena baba khohlisa usuka ezintweni zeqiniso zikaNkulunkulu.
And God can only operate as we let Him operate.
Futhi uNkulunkulu usebenza kuphela ngokumvumela kwethu ukuba asebenze.
And so many wonderful things about saying, people want power. Yeah. And really, they don't know what power is.
Njalo kulezinto ezinenge ezimangalisayo. Lokho mbengisithi. Uyazi, abantu bafuna amandla. Futhi eqinisweni, kabakwazi ukuthi amandla ayini.
Amen. They don't really know what goes with it.
Bona. Kabakwazi sibili ukuthi kuyini okuhambelana lakho.
The way up is down. Yeah. Always.
Indlela yokuya phezulu iphansi isikhathi sonke.
If you want power, see how humble you can get.
Nxa ufuna amandla, bona ukuthi ungazithoba njani.
Just get away from all your worldly thinking and humble yourself before God.
Suka kukho konke ukucabanga kwakho komhlaba. Uzithobe phambi kukaNkulunkulu.
And then you've got more power than the man that runs all over the building and makes a big loud noise.
Futhi ke ulamandla amanengi okwedlula umuntu ogijima indlu yonke njalo esenza umsindo omnenge.
Because you have been able to conquer yourself and commit yourself to Christ, to humble yourself before Him.
Bona, ngoba ukwanisile ukuzinqoba wena futhi uzinikele kuKristu, uyabona ukuzithoba phambi kwakhe.
That's really power.
Yiwo amandla sibi.
You show me a church that's humble, real humble, not a arrogant.
Ngitshengise ibandla elithobekileyo sibili, kungayisikho ubuqolo.
A church, just a sweet, humble church. I'll show you a church that has the favor and power of God.
Amen.
Ibandla elithobekileyo, lilomoya omuhle. Ngingakutshengisa ibandla elilesisa lamandla kaNkulunkulu phakathi kwalo kunjalo.
That's the thing it takes. Humility. Humbling ourselves before God and letting God just work through us.
Kuthatha into enjalo, ukuthobeka, sizehlisa phambi kukaNkulunkulu, sivumela uNkulunkulu esebenza ngathi.
You don't have to make a lot of noise.
Akudingi ukwenza umsindo omnenge.
Sometimes, as the farmer said, he went out to the field with his wagon, and every time he hit a bump, it just rattled and went off.
Ngezinye izikhathi, njengoba umlimi wacho, waya ensimini yakhe ngenqola yakhe, futhi isikhathi sonke, echaya ibhampa, yakhehlezela, futhi yaqobeka.
But when he come back, he hit the same bump, and it made no noise at all because it was loaded with good things.
Kodwa wathephenduka wachaya ibhampa linye njalo alizange lenze umsindo ngitsho ngoba yayisithwele izinto ezinhle.
So I think that is about right.
Ngakho ngicabanga ukuthi kuphose kube njalo.
That we get filled up with the good things of God, that the fruit of the Spirit might be known to us.
Bona ukuthi siyagcwaliswa ngezinto ezinhle zikaNkulunkulu ukuze isithelo somoya sazakale ngathi. Njengoba ebekhomba kakhulu kwabaseKorinte bokuqala 13 lapho.
Though I give my body to be burnt and have all these things and have not charity, it's nothing, profits me nothing.
Lokuthi njani ukuthi loba nginikele umzimba wami ukuba uchiswe njalo ngibe lakho konke futhi ngingelala uthando akusilutho akungisizi lutho.
We want to do that.
Bona sifuna ukwenza khona lokho.
Above all things is our individual souls that we're responsible before God.
Ngaphezu kwezinto zonke imphefumulo yethu ngamunye esilomlando ngayo phambi kaNkulunkulu.
It's you going to heaven.
Bona, kunguwe usiye ezulwini.
It isn't whether I go or he goes, it's you going. See? It's you first.
Akusikho ukuba mina ngihamba kumbe yena uyahamba. Kunguwe ohambayo, bona futhi wena kuqala.
And you've got to look this out and come sweet before the Lord.
Futhi kumele ukukhangelisise uze ube lomoya omuhle phambi kwenkosi.
And I've always found out that the man that humbles himself is the man that God exalts.
Njalo ngihlala ngufumana ukuthi umuntu ozithobisayo ngumuntu uNkulunkulu amphakamisayo.
When you take a person with his chest out, knows everything, you can't tell him nothing, and he's arrogant, that's the person that never gets anywhere.
Lapho uthatha umuntu olesifuba sakhe esiphandle futhi esazi konke njalo akulanto ngamtshela yona futhi uyisiqolo futhi hayi ke nguye lo muntu ongasoze afika ndawo.
But you take that person that humbles themselves and walks sweetly.
Kodwa ungathatha lowo muntu ozithobayo futhi ehamba ngokuhlabusayo.
I was talking to a man the other day that's just organizing a church up at the
Nga ngikhuluma leinye indoda ngelinye ilanga ohlela ibandla le
pulled out of an organization that had been was Brother Bose.
Waphuma phakathi kwenhlanganiso eyayikhona futhi iphela ngumfowethu Bose.
And then church where they had that great church there for so long and the Lord is blessing.
Futhi labo lelo bandla lapho babekhona babelalelo bandla elikhulu okwesikhathi eside njalo inkosi imbusisile.
And the people got to a place that they want to polish up like the rest of them and want to throw it into an organization.
Njalo abantu bafika endaweni lapho bafuna ukulungisa njengeneng labo futhi bafuna ukuphosela phakathi kwenhlanganiso.
And when they did, it just those humble Christians and they did not want that.
Futhi bathi bekwenza kwa lawo amaKristu athobekileyo phakathi lapho abazange bakufune lokho. Yonke impilo yabo bafundiswa ngokuphambene lalokho ngakho baphuma kukho.
Now we've got a group and the Lord has blessed them until they're coming in up into a big place now again.
Gates sebeleqembo futhi inkosi ibabusisile sebeze bafika endaweni enkulu kaTess.
For a church now that puts up about 4,000 people. And they're starting over.
Ibandla elithwala abantu abaphose befike izinkulungwane ezine kumbe ezinhlanu njalo sebeqalise kutsha.
And they come to me and said, Brother Branham, sitting right there in the office, the church office the other day.
Futhi beza kimi njalo bathi mfowethu Branham ehlezi lapho ehofisini ihofisi yebandla ngelinye ilanga.
And he said, one of the leaders of the class and them said, what must we do?
Futhi wathi omunye wabakhokheli umfowethu Carlson kanye labanye bathi kumele senze njani.
I said, find a man to be the shepherd that has no reputation or denomination, just a real good genuine sweet humble brother that lives a life.
Ngathi dingani umuntu ozakuba ngumalusi ongeladumo kunhlanganiso zonke zamabandla ongumzalwane olungileyo sibili eqotho, elenhliziyo enhle, ethobekile, ephila impilo.
God take care of the rest of it.
UNkulunkulu uza kunakakela konke, bona.
I said, a good pastor that'll just feed the sheep and be humble and thank God will do the rest.
Ngathi, umalusi olungileyo, owondla izimvu, azithobe futhi lokunye, uNkulunkulu uza kwenza konke.
Not some big know-it-alls come in and go put this in order and this has to be this way, cutting things right.
Nga unga hachi usiyazi konke okuzayo uza kuhlela lokho futhi lokho kumele kube nje futhi kumaqhuma izinto ngathi
never work. You just got to it.
Akusoze kusebenze kumele lifike kokho.
That's it. Every piece in the church must work together and you must keep up your part of it.
Hikho lokho isiqephu sonke ebandleni kumele sisebenze kanye lezinye futhi kumele ugcine eyakho ingxenye yakho.
So we see what time we're living in.
Ngakho ke siyabona isikhathi esiphila kuso.
We may be closer than we think we are.
Singabe siseduze ukwedlula ukucabanga kwethu.
Now we appreciate for the veil only.
Manje siyamthakazelela umfo wethu uveyila kunjalo na.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Vail. Thank you.
Inkosi kubusise umfo wethu veyil siyabonga.
We thank the Lord for bringing this great message to us tonight.
Futhi sibonga inkosi ngokusilethela lumbiko ngalobu busuku.
And I got a note a few minutes ago, one of the sisters had something she wanted to tell in a dream.
Futhi ngithole incwajana imzuzu emlutshwana edluleyo omunye wabodade ube lento abefuna ukuyikhuluma ngephupho.
If you just write it out, tell me, sister, the giver of some dreams that has been absolutely true.
Nga ungangibhalela dadhe ngingi usemuphe amaphupho abeliqiniso eligcweleyo.
We don't accept all dreams. No.
Asamgele amaphupho wonke hayi hayi.
But when they're of God, we want to know is God talking to us.
Kodwa nga engaka uNkulunkulu sifuna ukuba kwazi ukuba ngoNkulunkulu okhuluma lathi.
Like everything speaks in tongues, we don't believe it.
Njengento yonke ekhuluma ngezindimi asikholwa.
But when there's an interpretation comes that tells us something that's going to happen, we see it happen and we thank the Lord for it.
Kodwa nxa kulokucasisa okuzayo kusitshela ulutho oluzakwenzakala sikubone ukusenzakala siyabonga inkosi ngakho bona.
We want to keep it running smoothly, sweetly and in order of the Lord.
Sifuna ukugcina kusebenza butshelezi ngomoya omuhle futhi la ngokuhlela kwenkosi.
So just remember that your part may be the mainspring, or it may be the little some little hand or some little part of the winding stem, whatever it may be.
Ngakho khumbula ukuthi ingxenye yakho mhlawumbe ispilling esikhulu kumbe kungaba ngesincinyane isandla esincinyane kumbe enye ingxenye encinyane kumbe uluthi lokuwayinda loba kungaba yini.
It may be the hands on the face of the clock that tells the time.
Kumbe kungaba mhlawumbe izandla zenkombalanga ekhomba isikhathi.
Whatever it is, it takes us all working together in harmony with the gospel of Jesus Christ to bring this to pass.
Kodwa loba kungaba yini kuthatha thina sonke sisebenza ndawonye ngokuhambelana levangeli lika Jesu Christu ukuze lokho kugcwaliseke.
Just think, if gifts is so great, what we call power.
Akukhumbule nje, nxa izipho ziqakathekile esikuthi ngamandla.
And Paul said, though I have faith that I can move a mountain, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Futhi uPaulo wathi, loba ngilokukholwa ngokuba ngisuse intaba, kodwa ngingelalo uthando, angisilutho.
Think of that.
Kucabange lokho.
And though you say, well, though I understand, I wish I know the Bible.
Futhi loba sisithi kulungile loba ngizwisisa ngifisa ngabe ngiyayazi iBhayibheli.
Do I understand all the mysteries of God? See? And still though I could do it and have not charity, I'm nothing.
Loba ngizwisisa zonke imfihlakalo zikaNkulunkulu bona. Futhi loba ngingakwenza kodwa ngingelala uthando angisilutho.
I have got no worry yet, see?
Bona. Kangafika indawo bona.
The main thing is love God and humble yourself with it. Now surely, after all these years on the field and around the world and seen different people I ought to a little bit about the gate to enter in at.
Into enkulu yilokho. Thanda uNkulunkulu futhi uzithobe ngakho. Manje ngeqiniso ngemva kweminyaka yonke le ngisenkundleni futhi lokubhoda umhlaba. Njalo lokubona abantu abachiyeneyo. Ngimele ngazi kancinyane ngesango lokungena ngalo.
And if you want to get somewhere with God, never let an arrogant spirit ever come around.
Futhi nxa ufuna ukufika kwenye indawo loNkulunkulu, ungaze wavumela umoya wobuqolo uze kuwe.
Don't let no malice come in.
Ungavumeli inzondo ingene.
No matter what anybody's done, if they are wrong, don't you never build up a complex against that person.
Akulandaba ukuthi omunye umuntu wenzani. Uba bengalunganga, ungaze waba lemizwe emibi kulowo muntu, bona.
You'd be sweet and kind.
Woba lo moyo omuhle, futhi ube lomusa.
Remember, God loved you when you were in sin.
Kumbula, uNkulunkulu wakuthanda lapho sasisonweni.
And if the Spirit of God's in you, you love the other person when he's in wrong.
Futhi nxa umoya kaNkulunkulu kuwe, thanda omunye loba esebubini.
Just pray for them and love one another.
Bona. Bakhulekele kuphela futhi lithandane.
Above everything, love God and love one another.
Ngaphezu kwakho konke, thandana uNkulunkulu njalo lithandane.
And be humble with God and around one another, and God will bless us and charge down what he will do.
Futhi lizithobe kuNkulunkulu la komunye lomunye. Lo uNkulunkulu uzakusibusisa futhi kunzima ukwazi ukuthi uzakwenzani.
Usually when church begins to get in numbers and gets to getting a little bigger or something like that, then they get away from that real thing. The real thing.
Ngokujwayelekileyo, nxa ibandla liqala ukukhula ngamanani, futhi liqala ukukhula kancinyane, kumbe enye into enjalo, lapho bayasuka entweni eyiyo, into eyiyo.
You know what brought these things to pass?
Liyakwazi ukwenza lezi zinto zenzakale?
When I first started and the Lord appeared to me down the river and told me that.
Lapho ngisaqalisa futhi lenkosi yabonakala kimi phansi le emfuleni njalo ngalitshela lokho. Futhi umfowethu Veil wakubona lokho ngiyakholwa ephepheni eCanada iminyaka eminingi edlulileyo. Lapho leyo ngilozi yenkosi yabonakala emfuleni phansi le kwakuku Associated Press ukukhanya okuyimfihlo phezu komthumayeli waye kuleyo ndawo lapho ephaphathiza.
And you know what did that?
Foot, liyakwazi okwenza lokho.
When we had the tent meeting just across the street, a tent that seated about 2,500 people.
Lapho silomhlangano etendeni ngale kwesitalati, itende lalihlezi abantu. Oh, inkulungwane ezimbili lanhlanu.
Ministers come from everywhere and said, "Brother, come here, man."
Abafundisi bavela ndawo zonke. Futhi bathi, "Mfowethu, woza lapho komzuzu."
I'm just a boy, or just a kid.
Ngangi ngumfana nje. Njengo oh umntwana nje.
And he said, "How do you keep those people in one accord?"
Futhi wathi, "Abantu labo ubagcina njani bevumelana?"
They love one another till I've ever seen people love one another.
Bayathandana kuze angaze ngibona abantu abethandana.
That's the Lord.
Kuyinkosi leyo.
That's what this church was established upon, that godly brotherly love for one another.
Yikho lapho leli bandla elimiswe khona. Lo luthando lobuzalwane omunye komunye olungcwele.
I see them even shake hands with one another, leaving the place, and cry like babies to leave one another. They love one another that well.
Ngababona beqawulana izandla, omunye lomunye, besuka kuleyo ndawo, futhi bekhala njengensane, sebesehlukana, bethandana kakuhle.
And I could go to their house to visit them, and times the Bible was laying open and stained with tears.
Futhi ngangihamba ezindlini zabo, ukuyabavakatshela. Futhi ngezinye izikhathi iBhayibheli lalibekiwe livulekile lilamachata ezinyembezi.
Come in at night time where fathers and mothers was gathered together and there are little children around on the floor kneeling around.
Ungena phakathi ngesikhathi sobusuku lapho obaba labomama bebuthene ndawonye labantwana babo abancinyane bephansi beguqile khonapho.
Fathers and mothers on their knees crying and praying.
Futhi obaba labo mama basemadolweni abo bekhala bethandaza.
I stand at the door and wait. And they didn't stop praying. I just sat down on the steps and started praying myself. Wait, Marcy.
Ngangisime emnyango ngilindele futhi ngilindele futhi ngilindele futhi ngilindele njalo babengami ukuthandaza ngangihlala ema stepsini futhi ngiqala ukuthandaza ngokwami ngibalindele bona.
And that was, they love one another. They love one another.
Futhi lokho kwaku futhi babethandana.
We used to stand and sing that old song.
Sasi jwayele ukuma sihlabele lingoma endala.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love.
Masibusiswe isibopho esibophanisa inhliziyo zethu ngothando lwesiKristu.
The fellowship of kindred mind is like to that above.
Ubudlelwano bemikhumbulo efanayo ifana laleyo ephezulu.
When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain.
Nxa sisehlukana kuyasizwisa ubuhlungu ngaphakathi.
But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Kodwa siza kuhlanganiswa ngenhliziyo futhi silethemba lokuhlangana njalo.
I say this with great joy in my heart to Christ. Many of them are sleeping around in these graves, Mark, tonight, waiting for that great resurrection where we'll meet together again.
Ngikutsho lokho ngentokozo enkulu enhlizweni yami kuKristu. Abaningi babo balele phansi kulawa mangcwaba afakwe izikhonkwane kusihlwa belindele lokho kuvuswa okukhulu lapho siza kuhlangana ndawonye njalo.
Let not that spirit ever depart from this place.
Gawungasuki lo moya kulindawo.
If it ever does, then I don't care how eloquent your pastor might be, how well he might bring the word of God, the spirit of God is grieved away.
Nga ungasuka ngandindaba ukuba umfundisi wenu ukhuluma kuhle njani ukuba uliletha kuhle njani ilizwi likaNkuluNkulu umoya kaNkuluNkulu udabukisiwe bona.
And we can have all things in fellowship in common, love one another, then God will work with us.
Nga singaba lezinto zonke ngobudlelwano ndawonye futhi sithandane ngakho uNkuluNkulu engasebenza lathi.
And we're keeping time that the people come by saying,
futhi sigcina isikhathi ukuze ukuthi abantu abezayo njalo bathi
if you want to see a church that's really humble, a church that really loves God, drop in up there at that tabernacle one time and watch it.
Nga ufuna kubona ibandla elithobekileyo sibili ibandla elithanda uNkulunkulu sibili ngena phakathi laphayana kuleyana itabernacle kube kanye ubabone.
Look at the care they have for one another, the respect.
Khangela ukuba banakakelana njani inhlonipho.
When the gospel is being preached, how everything just in order.
Lapho ivangeli lichunyayelwa bahlonipha kanjani into yonke isendleleni eyiyo njani.
Then they can look and see what time we're living.
Yebo, ngakho ke bangakhangela babone ukuba isikhathi bani esiphila kuso.
You'll see the spirit of God moving among you. Great signs and wonders and things will be taking place.
Lizabona umoya kaNkuluNkulu uhamba phakathi kwenu. Izibonakaliso ezinkulu, lezimangaliso futhi lezinto zizabe senzakala.
If the things working together is telling the time.
Nga into isebenza ndawonye ikhomba isikhathi.
But if it isn't working, then time has stopped. It won't tell the time no more.
Kodwa nga ingasebenzi isikhathi siyabe sesimile. Ayisayi kukhomba isikhathi futhi.
So if we want to know what time we're living, just start everybody working together in the gospel, loving one another, loving God.
Ngakho ke nxa sifuna ukwazi ukuthi isikhathi bani esisiphilayo, qalisa umuntu wonke ukusebenza ndawonye evangelini, lithandana, lithande uNkulunkulu.
And the hands itself will tell the time what we're living.
Amen.
Futhi izandla zona zizatsho isikhathi esiphila kuso.
Do you believe that?
Liyakukholwa lokho?
Amen. The Lord bless you real richly.
Qiniso. Amen. Inkosi libusise kakhulu sibili.
Don't forget now. Get around this week.
Lingakhohlwa manje libuye kuliviki.
If you know any of the sick people is coming in, tell them when he comes.
Futhi nxa usaza abantu abagulayo abazayo batshele nxa besiza.
I want to ask you, we're having a prayer for the sick Sunday morning over the tabernacle.
Uthi sithandwa Ngifuna ukukubuza silomthandazo wabagulayo ngensonto ekuseni ngale eThabanekele.
And you've been sick for a while. Now,
futhi sokuyisikhathi ugula kathesi ngifuna.
Well, I want to go. I've always wanted to go.
Kuhle, ngiyafuna ukuhamba, bengihlezi ngifuna ukuhamba.
I just heard a message Sunday night from a brother there that how we must confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we might be healed.
Manje ngizwe ngombiko wangensonto ebusuku kusuka kumzalwane lapho ukuba simele sivume amacala ethu omunye komunye futhi sikhulekelane omunye lomunye ukuze sisiliswe.
That we must confess our faults one to another before we even come for him. Yeah.
Jacobe 5:14-13, 14:15. Bona ukuba sivume amacala ethu omunye komunye singakezi ukuba sisiliswe. Yeah.
Confess our faults one to another and pray one for the other.
Sivume amacala ethu omunye komunye futhi sikhulekelane omunye lomunye.
See that? This is exactly what he talked about tonight.
Bona. Bona yikho sibili akade ekhuluma ngakho kusihlwa.
Brings back the beatitudes in with Mark 16.
Kuyabuyisa izibusiso kuMarko 16.
And when that together you got it, then healing takes place.
Kuhlanganise lokho ndawonye usulakho ngakho ke ukusiliswa kuyathatha indawo.
Look at Jesus, nothing but one bundle of love.
Khangela uJesu kungasilutho kodwa iliqa elilodwa lothando.
He was God manifested.
Bon, waye ngunkulunkulu ebonakalisiwe.
He God expressed himself through it. No wonder miracles and things happen.
Yena uNkulunkulu wazibonakalisa ngaye. Akumangalisi izimangaliso futhi lezinto kwenzakala.
His humble life and consecrated life to come from being God to be a man here on earth to express God through himself.
Impilo yakhe ethobekileyo futhi impilo yakhe ehlukanisiweyo ukwehla ekubeni ngonkulunkulu ukuba ngumuntu lapha emhlabeni ukuveza uNkulunkulu ngaye.
That's what made him what he was.
Yikho kwamenza waba hikho lokho ayehikho.
I've always said what made Jesus God to me was the way he humbled himself.
Ngihlala ngisithi okwayenza uJesu abe ngonkulunkulu kimi kwaba indlela sithoba ngayo.
He was so great and yet he was small. That's right.
Wayemkhulu kakhulu futhi esenelisa ukuba mncinyane kakhulu bona kunjalo.
Lord bless you real good.
Inkosi libusise kahle sibili.
Now let's stand up and for the distance.
Manje asisukumene futhi sesichitheka.
Let's just try that you might not know it's the truth. Let's bless be the tired one.
Asizamene leyo ngaba yazi that leyo masibusiswe isibopho esibophanisa. Asihlabeleni leyo kube kanye lingakwenza siphe ichuni.
Masibusiswe isibopho esibophanisa inhliziyo zethu ngothando lwesiKristu. Ubudlelwano bemkhumbulo efanayo ifana naleyo ephezulu.
Now while we sing and say first, let's take one another's hand, but we have thunder apart and just say, God bless you, brother, sister. I'm so glad to be here with you tonight.
Manje lapho sisahlabela ivesi lokugcina, asibambane izandla omunye lomunye lapho sehlukana sithi uNkulunkulu akubusise mfo wethu tate wethu ngiyathokoza ukuba lapha lawe kusihlwa. Bona into enjengaleyo ngakho bese lichibilika. Manje asihlabelene
lapho sisehlukana.
uNkulunkulu akubusise mfo wethu Neville.
Yasizwisa ubuhlungu ngaphakathi kodwa siza kuhlanganiswa ngenhliziyo futhi sinethemba lokuhlangana njalo.
How we love the Lord.
Sithanda kanjani inkosi uJesu angithi njani?
Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane enyaweni zika Jesu. Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane. uNkulunkulu abe nani size sihlangane futhi.
Asivalene amehlo ethu futhi sihlabele semoyeni kathesi.
Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane. Enyaweni zika Jesu. Size sihlangane. Size sihlangane. uNkulunkulu abe lani size sihlangane futhi.
Manje silamakhanda ethu ekhothamsiwe. Singabantwana nje abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngasimvunga mvungeni. Oh, kuleta kanjani umoya kaNkulunkulu kithi? Ungacabanga ngensuku zakuqala lapho babehlala phezu kwezibhedubhedu zamatshe. uNkulunkulu abe lani size sihlangane njalo.
With our heads bowed, I'm going to ask the brother Allen back there. A new brother among us, if he'll dismiss us in a word of prayer, brother Allen.
Amakhanda ethu ekhothamsiwe, ngizacela aluba umfo wethu Allen Mvale, umzalo nomutsha phakathi kwethu, nxa engasehlukanisa ngezwi lomthandazo, mfo wethu Allen.